Welcome to Food for Thought, the go-to podcast for nourishing your brain on everything to do with leadership, management, and performance improvement. It's specifically designed for busy leaders and managers who want bite-sized nuggets of inspiration and insight that can be applied right away. My name is David Claassen, and I'm the Director of Talent for Performance and a practitioner in brain and behavior change. Today, I'd like to talk about how to avoid the dangers of making assumptions. And there's a very nice model by a guy called Chris Argyris, who wrote a book back in the 1990s called Overcoming Organizational Defenses. And he called it the ladder of inference. And the way he illustrated it is that there's a reality that is common reality that large groups of people can agree on. These are facts, irrefutable facts. And however, what we do is with our little brains, because there are limitations in our brains, we will select little bits of that reality and then interpret it in a particular way based on our assumptions and our beliefs, and that's what gives us our actions. So for example, with the lockdown, everyone had to just lock down, and then we realized that actually we could still communicate a lot via Zoom, so we were able to do a lot more remote working. Many businesses believed before lockdown that remote working would never work for us. It's just not feasible, it's not possible. And now I'm seeing a lot of clients actually go completely virtual, where they're just dropping their offices altogether. With us, what we found was, oh, training is so much, you know, more engaging when it's in a room, but we've now found lots of ways to be able to shift that and go, well, what's the reality? The reality is that we're still interacting, we can still see people, they can still see us. And then if we take a selected amount of that reality, we go, okay, what is it that we need to do to make this really engaging? And shift our interpretation of that reality to say, okay, if we redesign the way that we do our programs, check our assumptions and go, no, it cannot necessarily be the same as it was in a room. We need to use different techniques. We need to use different approaches. And our belief is that that is possible by investigating, by exploring new ways of doing things. And that gives us different actions. So there's still a lot of people quite stuck in the old way of thinking, and they're just saying, oh, we got a training program, we'll just do it online, and it's really, really boring and not engaging, and they go, oh, this doesn't work, it's really bad. Where in fact, what we're finding is with a different way of looking at things, that a lot of the trainings we're now doing have more impact because of the way the styles that we're using and the interactions and innovative techniques that we're using. So I'd like you to look at, whenever you're in a situation where assumptions or actions are being taken, and you're going like, why are they doing that? Is to explore what's the reality people are looking at. What are the assumptions they're making? What are the beliefs they have that give them those actions? So when it comes to assumptions, stay curious. Thank you for listening to this episode of Food for Thought. Remember to subscribe and please share the podcast with people you know who have an appetite for inspiration and insight. You can contact me via the email in the show notes, and you can visit our website at www.talentforperformance.co.uk for the latest thinking on creating clarity, inspiring people, and driving performance.